I've got a trophy, I've got a trophy, so there. And it means a whole lot more to me than the other one. In fact, I couldn't be chuffed, but the thing is, I'm not altogether sure what it's for. It gleams and stands a foot tall and was delivered to me in person by Sailfish stalwarts Peter and Judy Stratford. On the front of the trophy is grandly engraved, the Sailfish 18 Class Association Endeavour Trophy. That's in capital letters. But when I asked Peter and Judy what I'd done to deserve it, they shifted awkwardly from one foot to the other. They looked to each other for help. They prodded their mobile phones for a bit, raised their eyebrows in unison, convulsed in search-me shrugs that made them look really French, and then with open palms outstretched, mumbled, "Endeavour?" It was all a bit tentative, I thought. This clearly was not a statement of certain knowledge. More like a desperate shot in the dark, clutching at straws, while digging a hole up a creek without a paddle. I wasn't convinced. Next, I placed a call to Jackie at Sailfish International HQ, and she wasn't altogether illuminating. She mentioned that endeavour was all to do with trying, and everyone at the AGM I'd been absent from agreed that I'd been very trying indeed. Well, that's good enough for me. It's shiny and it's got the word sailfish on, and it doesn't get much better than that. As far as I'm concerned, it's a sailfish OBE, and you can make those initials stand for anything you like, for all I care. Just try not to be too jealous. It's a very unattractive trait. And just when I thought it couldn't get any better, it did. The Sailfish magazine arrived in the post. If you look forward to each monthly issue of PBO with fevered expectation, try to imagine what it's like with the Sailfish magazine. It's 12 times worse, because it only appears once a year, and that makes the build-up of anticipation clinically dangerous. In fact, some Sailfish folk have been hospitalised with anticipation alone. Fortunately, the magazine is its own remedy. And as I read it in the bath, sipping sparkling Tizer from my Endeavour trophy, my heart soared. I'd been name-checked twice. First, Bob from Dudley wrote in one of his reports, "Our host, Dave Selby, often comes over as a novice and a fool." Well, I thought it was going to be followed by "but," as in, "but he's really a consummate seaman and a great bloke." But it didn't. The sentence just stopped there, complete with a full stop. So I reckon the rest of it must have fallen off. It happens with my stuff all the time in PBO, which is why I'm so widely understood. It's worrying. I also received an honourable mention from Association Secretary Jackie, who wrote, "Dave Selby enticed us to join him at Malden and then teased and ridiculed us later, as is his way," unquote. It seems Jackie's PC's got similar problems to Bob's. But there is another alternative scenario, and it makes me feel for my PBO pal Sam Llewellyn, whose potted shrimper prompted him to evolve the expedient concept of the minimum boat. On the other hand, when I lucked onto the Sailfish 18, I unwittingly discovered the maximum boat. Frankly, when I got a boat, it was never going to be one of them Cornish pasties. Don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against Disney theme park gaff-rigged rose cottages, and I do understand the appeal. If you want to waft along in a double-glazed mock Tudor suburban semi, that's fine. And certainly, if you're a Morris-dancing real ale drinker with an oatmeal beard who works in IT, it's even possible you consider the fake rusticity of your prawnish cocktail to be something of a style statement. Liberally festoon the interior of your corny pastiche with repro horse brasses, finish off with real flame effect wood-burning microwave, and you have a sailing artefact with all the authenticity of a GRP-bodied Bugatti-style so-called replica built around Morris Marina mechanicals. Believe me, I've no problem with any of that, but here's the crux. The thing is, these clotted Cream Creek crawlers cost money, and I was never going to buy a minimum boat when I could get four or more maximum boats for the same money and not have to tie bells around my knees or grow a beard to strain the chunky bits out of real ale drunk from my very own health hazard pewter tankard laced with botulism, Legionnaire's disease and anthrax. But If you really want to know what makes the sailfish so maximum, I can tell you, it's the people. The sailfish is without pretension, and so are the people who own them. If I bought another boat when I first got sailing, I'd probably now have a single-figure golf handicap. When I hooked my sailfish, it got me hooked. For 5 years, sailfish folk have held my hand, got me going, and taught me things you'll never find in books. They've tolerated my dumb-ass, wise-ass cracks, and we've laughed as we've sailed together. They're the ones who really deserve a trophy, and so does the sailfish. It's a great, big-hearted little boat that makes people smile. And Sam, to tell you the truth, Cornish shrimpers are okay too.